Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Shakespeare asked the question, what's in a name? And the Corn Refiners Association's answer would likely be a lot. They're petitioning the government, the Food and Drug Administration, for a name change for high fructose corn syrup, the now controversial sweetener. Their proposition for the new moniker is corn sugar, which the trade group says gives a more accurate description of the project. By the way, the New York Times editorial page agrees. Sales have been falling, and the association has spent millions on an aggressive PR campaign to reassure consumers that high fructose corn syrup is safe. Listeners, we want to hear from you on this rebranding. What new name do you think should be taken for high fructose corn syrup? Nominate a name. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692 for the increasingly discredited, although increasingly consumed, high fructose corn. Actually, it's not increasingly consumed, and that's why they're doing it. Let me be perfectly clear about that. Sales of high fructose corn syrup are at a 20-year low, and that's driving the Corn Refiners Association to push for this name change, for this rebranding. 212-433-9692, or leave it on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. Many have come in already, and while your calls and posts are coming in, we are joined by none other than Anna Lapay, co-founder of the Small Planet Institute and author of Diet for a Hot Planet. Hi, Anna. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
So we're getting on our comments page. Ken from Soho, how about diabetes starter? or Sally writes, corn fructose unhealthy clogging killer. It's an acronym. Enough said about that. Figure it out for yourself, folks. This is an FCC monitored station. Corn fructose unhealthy clogging killer. Lauren from the East Village, fat elixir. Anonyme writes, war machine chemical grown GMO. No, it's not a name. Someone else wrote, government liquid sugar. And you go from there. Anna, you got one yourself?
These are great. These are way better than mine, which is call me a boring, old-fashioned traditionalist, but I think we should just keep the name high fructose corn syrup. I mean, I think part of the reason why the trade association is spending, as you said, millions of dollars in this rebranding effort is because advocates have been successful in getting people to question this stuff and look for it on labels. And, you know, it's this classic PR strategy from the industry. We've seen it. I remember a few years ago when the toxic sludge industry rebranded itself as biosolids. You know, this sort of rebranding, it's classic when an industry feels its product or practice has come under fire. So, yeah, call me boring, but I say let's just keep calling it high fructose corn syrup.
Sharon from New York City, I can't believe it's not sugar. Jay from Dobbs Ferry suggests diabetes toast. Zach from White Plains, high profit sugar. And David from Manhattan, toxic sweet. That's a good one. I like that. Toxic sweet. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. Just having a little trouble getting to. There we go. Steve in Manhattan, you got a name for high fructose corn syrup?
Absolutely. Fructrup.
You want to explain it?
Fructose and syrup.
Oh, right. Okay.
Fructrup.
Should have been able to. Yeah, okay. Jan in Brooklyn, you got a new name for high fructose corn syrup?
My whole thing is that corn is made with genetically modified organisms, and it's very dangerous putting the stuff in your body, and it shouldn't even be allowed, anything genetically modified. In Europe, they don't allow it. Only in this stupid country, they allow GMO stuff. So the whole thing should be taken off the market.
Thank you. So the name should be formerly known as high fructose corn syrup. We are also joined now by Marion Nessel, professor of nutrition at NYU, author of Food Politics and What to Eat and other books. Marion, you know Anna Lapay.
I do. Hi, Anna.
Hey, Marion.
You got a name, Marion, yourself?
Well, I tend to be very pragmatic about these things, and, you know, shocking as it may be, high fructose corn syrup, first of all, isn't high in fructose, and second of all, is just sugar. So I want to call it corn sugars, plural. And then people can make up their own decision about whether they think corn is good, bad, or indifferent.
And
I happen to think that corn is a pretty great food. The sweet stuff isn't genetically modified.
And funny enough, Marianne and Anna, the New York Times editorial on this the other day supports the idea of changing the name to corn sugar, as the industry wants to do, even though they're doing it to get the monkey off their back of the bad rep that high fructose corn syrup now has. The editorial says it would actually be more transparent for consumers because corn sugar at least tells you that it's sugar and that it comes from corn. It would indicate some sort of sugar is being added. And they even say that it's a myth that high fructose corn syrup is any more damaging to health than any other kind of sweetener. It's just that we're drinking so damn much of it. So, Anna, do you have an opinion? Marion, go ahead.
Yeah, we subsidize it. That's the other part of it, because we subsidize corn. I think it should say corn sugars, because the real issue in health is the plural, because the real issue in health is fructose. And you want to keep the amount of fructose in your body down as much as possible. But that means high fructose corn syrup, and it means table sugar. They're really the same.
Anna?
Well, I definitely agree with Marion. We are eating way, way, way too much of all kinds of sugars. The latest stat I saw is we're consuming about 31 teaspoons of added sugars every single day, and that's just an average. But my concern about changing the name to corn sugars, although I think I see Marion's point, but my concern is that it will confuse the public. It might make people think that there's something that's been changed about how this product has been processed and created. And that plays into this industry desire to make high fructose corn syrup seem really natural. Natural is a term that has no official definition by the FDA, but the Corn Refiners Association and other trade associations that are connected to high fructose corn syrup like to call the product natural, even though it's a very industrial process to get us to from corn to this high fructose corn syrup that we find throughout the food chain. So that's my concern, that it will cause more confusion, that will make it harder for people that are trying to research the sort of history of this product to understand that corn sugar or corn sugars is the same as high fructose corn syrup. And that would be my big concern.
And the industry wants to rename high fructose corn syrup corn sugar because sales are going down and it's got a bad rep. Suggestions for a new name coming in still on our website. Jade from, I can't say on the radio where she says she's from, but she proposes a name spelled R-O-T-N-F-A-T, R-O-T-N-F-A-T, pronounced rotten fat. Bill in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. You have a name?
I was thinking Obesitrol.
I love it. Raul in Queens, what would you rename high fructose corn syrup? Raul?
Yes, this is Raul. It would be Body Bloat.
Body Bloat. Okay. And Joe in Jersey City, what would you rename high fructose corn syrup?
I would rename it an unpronounceable symbol like Prince did, so that everybody refers to it as the substance formerly known as high fructose corn syrup.
That's great. Or it could be like Blackwater, which renamed itself Z, right? Z-E. Or X-E, I should say. But yes. Prince style. That's great. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. You have a new name for high fructose corn syrup? No. Lynn in Brooklyn, you have one?
Yeah, I actually agree with Sharon. I don't think we should change the name at all. It's like rebranding the name Murderer because it has a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the name. You are doomed to call your product high fructose corn syrup for all of time.
Right, and Brian, you mentioned Blackwater, and it's trying to rebrand itself. And if you notice, Jeremy Scahill, the author of Blackwater, and you know, really pivotal in exposing so much of the history of Blackwater, he's kept calling it Blackwater. And you know, I think that it's kind of that same idea, that they aren't changing the product, so why change the name?
And Eric from Manhattan on our site suggests corn porn. Richard in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
I actually had a question about legality of the word sugar, which occurs naturally in nature, and a highly processed product like a syrup. Isn't there a legal interpretation that would prevent this?
Huh. Anna, do you know real quick?
You know, that's not my, like I said, there isn't any regulation around using the word natural. There's no kind of official definition. And so a lot of things can be called natural even if they're highly, highly processed. And I don't know if Marion has another, you know, another point to make on this.
Marion, we have 10 seconds.
Well, processing is a slippery slope. I think the corn refiners have a big public relations problem.
And that's why they're having this discussion. By the way, Ethan from Brooklyn suggests corn handles, since this stuff ends up on your waist. And somebody in our office said they should just try to rename it carrots.
I like that.
Anna Lappe and Mary Nessel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.